What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Tuesday, November 12th, 2019. And before we do anything else, John Stadmiller is on the line with some breaking news. So, John, what's going on right now?
This is a serious situation. This has to do with a Donna Nickerson. Her husband's name is Nick Nickerson, involving two properties, one in Idaho and one in Montana. The bankers basically have shut these people down. I've reviewed their paperwork. I've gone to their website. It happened to us.com. This is a Sterling family. It is a Christian family. These banks want them out of this house. Well, actually out of both properties. And the situation is right now, they've got sheriff's deputies on the ground in Idaho. They've just cut the locks on the gate, and they're going into the home. The sheriff out there, this is in Clear County, Idaho. The sheriff out there, his name is Chris Getz, and he admitted to the Nickersons that he's operating. After checking with the prosecutor in his county, he told him, he said, you guys are operating on an expired writ. That didn't make any difference to them. The sheriff has been somewhat helpful to this family, telling them the information that they needed to know, and they acted accordingly. But this doesn't seem to matter. They're pushing this guy beyond his capacity to operate legally as a county sheriff. But like I said, Mike, he's been somewhat helpful. I did call the governor's office, Governor Brad Little. I spoke to his secretary. I was told I can't speak directly to the governor or his senior advisor, one Andrew Mitzel, because they're all in a meeting. Well, I made a subsequent call back to them, and she apprised me that they are aware and monitoring the situation. And I said, I don't know what there is to monitor. The guys are on the ground, and I'm getting reports from the Nickersons that they actually have snipers out there on the property right now. So this is a situation. I was on the phone with Donna Nickerson about 10, 15 minutes ago, Mike, and I was talking with her, and then there was a bunch of noise that happened, and I was able to hear that they're going in the property right now, and there was a little bit of panic, and the line went dead. I do not know what's going on here, but here's the hook, Mike. Now, you're aware of what Chase Bank did to me?
Yes.
I don't know if you were... Okay, they debanked me? Okay. Well, Chase Bank admitted to them. An employee of Chase Bank admitted to them, Mike. Now, get this. We know who you are. We don't like you people, and we want you gone. That's a direct quote.
Okay.
So this is a banker's war on people that are trying to stand, well, their ground. Make their case clear that this is a constitutional republic and we do have due process. But that doesn't matter to these bankster gangsters, as you've coined the phrase. They're acting in direct, directly against the American people. Mike, I don't know any other way to put this.
Well, they're certainly acting in a very arrogant manner, and they seem to have forgotten that, you know, banking is supposed to be a business. It's not supposed to be the ruling class.
No, it is certainly not. And these people, I've reviewed their paperwork. If people go to that website, it happened to us, just spell it out, it happened to us.com, they'll be able to see all the legal wranglings. They have documented everything. These people on there, on the up and up, they're in no arrears and any payments whatsoever. This is just a shutdown of an account they didn't want around and the people that were connected to that account.
Well, I've already linked to that website from my website, so people can go to the top of whatreallyhappened.com and find out the information. What is it specifically about the Nickersons that they were saying that the bankers got all upset with?
Well, the only statement that they got, they had requested records. They were stalled. Now, this is they were asking for an accounting because they were up to the penny on any payments owed to the bank on either properties. These are some fairly smart people, Mike. These aren't some backcountry yahoos here. These are serious people, good Christian family. They abide by the law, and that's their credo. This is the standard of which that this is the standard that they fly. And this is just a matter of bank confiscation because the bank, that being Chase, does not like the clients they're dealing with. They have no legal reason to do this, in other words, none whatsoever. Yes. And I'd like to have your permission here. I'm going to try to get a hold of either Nick or Donna Nickerson again. Things are happening pretty fast out there, but if I can, I'd like to invite them to call into your show with any updates, if that would be okay with you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All righty. Mike, I thank you for your time. Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you for the update, and we'll keep our ears open. And again, I've already put up a link at whatreallyhappened.com that'll take you to their website. It sounds to me like these are people who are up to date on all their payments on their properties, and the bank just decided they don't like them, either for their politics or their beliefs. But that is way, way beyond what banks are supposed to be able to do. All right, so welcome to our show again. It's Tuesday, November 12, 2019, and the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you in the air with your comments, questions, and observations. And a quick shout-out to all of our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. So it's cold today. The snow started falling last night. The wind chill went down to -1, and it's just very cold. Cold weather records are being shattered all across the country, and Al Gore is still out there promoting his global warming workshop. It's like, pay no attention to what's going on outside the window. Just believe as you're told to believe. One of the things you need to be careful of, yes, winter has arrived early, and a lot of people are getting out their snowmobiles, and they seem to forget there's actually a snowmobile season where you're not allowed to use your snowmobiles until the hunting season for big game, meaning bear and deer, ends, which is in December. So apparently, a lot of people are very upset in upstate New York that the snowmobiles are already out there, scaring off the game and behaving badly. All righty, over in Syria, the U.S. is ramping up their firepower to match Syria and Russia. And U.S. General says redeployment to East Syria requires more power. So much for we're bringing the troops home. They're escalating. Major General Eric Hill is saying, you know, it's time for more armor to be sent in, more troops to be sent in. They're not going to let go. They can't let go of Syria because it would look like a defeat. So how many more of our kids are going to be killed and crippled just so that the Pentagon can save face? Because that's really what it comes on down to. I mean, they've already wrecked the place. They're already in control of the oil. This is all about saving grace, or saving face, rather. Now, Erdogan has begun deporting ISIS captives to Europe, which he threatened to do as relations with the West continue to deteriorate. So you poor Europeans, you're going to have a whole new bunch of ISIS terrorists moving in next door. Apparently, a series of 16 audios in which opposition leaders in Bolivia called for a coup against Morales have been leaked out on social media and shows that this whole thing was really orchestrated from the beginning. And this destabilizing operation sends Bolivia into political crisis, which is a chaos, which is probably going to manifest as crisis in the streets. We're going to see more rioting. Interesting little article here. This is from PopularResistance.org. Will the people of Bolivia reverse the U.S.-supported coup against Evo Morales? Now, this happened with Hugo Chavez when he got kicked out. And the people turned around and said, no, we're putting him back in. And he got back in. Obviously, the ordinary people of Bolivia do not like this idea that Evo Morales, who they just voted back into office, is getting kicked out. So they're out there on social media, and they're saying this could get really, really ugly. It could result in yet another so-called civil war, which is U.S. speak for we're going to invade and take over the place. By the way, why Bolivia? What's going on in Bolivia? Turns out Bolivia has a lot of rare earth elements. That's the new thing the U.S. is invading countries over. Used to be oil, still oil, but it's those rare earth elements that the U.S. covets. Over in Haiti, thousands of Haitians are on the verge of famine. And the World Food Program is saying one-third of the people are in dire need of assistance. So whole planet's just in serious, serious trouble here. Okay, well, apparently former U.S. presidential candidate Hillary Clinton was on BBC and was talking about an investigation which alleges Russian influence in British politics. Her thing following her loss in 2016 was, oh, the Russians interfered with U.S. elections. The Russians are interfering. No proof of that, of course. But now she's out there trying to stir up trouble, saying that Russia is meddling in the British elections. Actually, it's Hillary who's doing the meddling, if you think about it. Netflix just came out with a new World War II documentary, and the Prime Minister of Poland has come out slamming it, saying that it's nothing short of rewriting history. Well, that's what American media does. They rewrite the history to make the U.S. look better and everybody else look worse. And apparently, Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki condemned Netflix for all the inaccuracies in this documentary it debuted about World War II. And apparently, he sent a letter to Netflix CEO Reed Hastings accusing the firm, The Devil Next Door, of obfuscating historical facts, including showcasing maps that falsely placed several German Nazi concentration camps within modern-day Poland's borders. Well, who cares if it's accurate or not? It makes Israel happy, and that's all that really matters in the media. Okay, this story started early today. Israel assassinated a senior Islamic Jihad leader. Gaza responded by firing dozens of rockets into Israel. And every time they repeat this story, the number of rockets goes up. Last report I saw was 200 rockets. One of them supposedly actually hit a highway and interfered with traffic. Now, Netanyahu is saying Israel does not need to escalate tensions. We just felt like, you know, killing this guy. And it's 42-year-old Baha Abu al-Adda, the group's commander in the northern Gaza Strip, and his wife, Asma'a, 39. They attacked the house and killed them both. Netanyahu's out there saying, you people are overreacting. What's wrong with you? Okay, the European Union's top court has ruled in favor that produce made in Israel's settlements must be labeled as such. Of course, Israel's going to be upset with that because a lot of people are not going to want to buy produce that was produced on stolen Palestinian land. I certainly won't. So they've been fighting this tooth and crime and saying, forcing them to label their products from the illegal settlements is coming from the illegal settlements. It's anti-Semitism, do you hear? It's Jew hatred. Truth in advertising. If it's from the West Bank, say it's from the West Bank. All righty. Sergey Lavrov is out there basically talking about how Russia and China are moving closer together, and they're now very close to a de facto military alliance. Now, that is going to be significant because maybe the United States could take on Russia in a conventional war. Maybe the United States could take on China in a conventional war. No way they could take them both on, not at the same time. So I think Russia and China are trying to send a message to the United States that this warmongering has gone on long enough. Okay, at the end of World War II, there was a U.S. submarine that vanished off the coast of Japan, the USS Greyback, and using high-tech robotic drones, they found the wreckage 75 years after it disappeared. It's down 1,400 feet. Now they know its final resting place. Okay, there's an article here that's talking about this movement to impeach Donald Trump and say, what the heck is going on here? What's the reason for all of this? I mean, we're seeing indications, first of all, that the House doesn't really have a case. And if it goes to the Senate, they're not going to remove him. So why waste all this time and money? And this article is suggesting that this is really all about who's in control of the Democratic Party. And that's why Adam Schiff and Pelosi won't back down. They see themselves as the leaders of the Democratic Party, and by golly, we're going to move forward with impeachment, no matter how silly it makes us look. All right, here's an interesting little development. Adam Schiff is now saying the whistleblower will not testify, that he, Adam Schiff, will personally shield Joe and Hunter Biden from the investigation. Might as well go ahead and wear a neon sign that says guilty on that one. Meanwhile, Lindsey Graham is saying that the impeachment is dead on arrival if the whistleblower doesn't testify. This is going to blow up in the Democrats' face. It already is. All right, over at Politico. Oh, wait a minute. We have a caller on the line, Joe in Tennessee. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Yeah, all these hearings seem to blow up in the Democrats' face, so I'm looking forward to watching this hearing because it will. I mean, there's something about the Trump magic and the fact that they have no case. I mean, they have no facts or truth on their side. And it's really good for guys on the alt-right because it's really going to expose the deep state, which people have said for years and told us didn't even exist. So now yeah. Even the ostriches is out there are going to have to realize that we're really not ruled by our politicians, that this is the big game. This is going to, it actually surprises me that they are so bold because I guess they realize their days might be numbered with the FISA and the Department of Justice because for them to, like, reveal themselves to this level and to this amount of people is very surprising because these people are supposed to act stealthily. You know, they're supposed to be behind the scenes. I mean, that's the whole point of them, you know, to be hidden, the hidden government. And to have them come out like this is actually a blessing in a way. Hopefully they'll come out and all get mowed down. I mean, not literally, but you know what I mean. And by the truth, let's just put it that way. And I'm just really happy. I got an email from a friend of mine who's like, you know, we all ought to oil up our guns and get prepared to march on Washington, you know. And I sent him one back, and I said, well, march on Washington, we ought to march on Langley. That's where our real government is, you know. And I thought that basically that's what they're showing by their actions. Yes. And, you know, it's really interesting to me, like, how many people, you know, in the Congress now and in the media are really bought and paid for by the intelligence services. I mean, really, I'm hoping that when this backfire happens, which I doubt the Republicans would run with the ball, but when the mainstream media collapses and the deep state collapses, hopefully there'll be some serious investigations into how the media was bought by the intelligence agencies. Because, you know, they'll admit the fact that, you know, the German media is pretty much owned and run by the intelligence agencies and the yes. Israeli media. They'll admit everything except ours. You know, like somehow or another, it never made it across the Atlantic ocean to us. But what you're seeing in big, bold type, ladies and gentlemen, is the exposure of the fact that the United States is not run by our politicians. It's not run, it is being run by a deep state cabal of unelected bureaucrats and intelligence officers. And they are exposing themselves, and hopefully they're in the process of destroying themselves. And I wanted to also bring up that the right really has to take a page from the left. I mean, the left gets out in the street. You know, say what you want about Antifa. They're out there, and they're smashing heads. You know, they understand
well,
that sometimes.
I don't recommend that. Joe, listen, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to cut you off here. We've got Donna Nickerson on the line right now, and I'd like to get an update. Donna, what's going on?
Yes, sir. We're in Orofino, Idaho, Clearwater County, Orofino, Idaho. And right now, our property, we have got six, my understanding is there's six police cars blocking our driveway. I cannot see them, but friends have. There are also people in the bushes. Guns are drawn. They just entered our house. They kicked in a window. We have family that is inside the house that we're trying to get down to, but we're trying to get some people up here first. But at any rate, they have got, they've kicked in the front window. They came in. There were men with four men with assault rifles. And we were on the phone with our family saying, stop, stop, please. You know, while we are trying to do here, we have an appeal in process. We have talked to Sheriff Chris Getz. Clearwater County. His number is 208-476-4521 is the one that is has ordered this to go through. And Governor Brad Little is the governor here for the Idaho Ranch. You know, we've extended the long arm of friendship. The sheriff had told us the last we heard the eviction had been stopped. Apparently they got another writ. That writ has now actually even expired. We were never served with it. So they have kicked in our house and done all of this without ever serving us or telling us that there was even an eviction back in place. Again, the sheriff told us that. He also told us that he had asked the bank, what do we need to stop this? And the bank refused. They said the Nickersons cannot buy the property. They would not, you know, even allow us to save our ranch. And so we are hurt. He had told us he would not pull any tricks. He lured us down to the sheriff's office earlier, just said he just wanted to kind of have this quick meeting for an update. And then while we were there, he said, I'm sorry, but we've taken control of your property. We came back up here and, you know, to try to get back here. There are sheriffs and state police here. We have, we've done everything we know to do. Our website is ithappenedus.com. The key is that we did nothing wrong. Not only that, but even if we had done anything wrong, the property was sold with an expired writ. It referenced a voided judgment, so this bank does not even own our property. Everybody knows it. They just won't do anything about it. That's why the appeal was in place. We went out to Washington, D.C. We personally, as a family, went to 535 of our representatives and senators. We've told our story. A lot of people know the story, but everybody's given us the same thing that the governor and the attorney general's office here in Idaho are telling us this morning, which is we're monitoring the situation. I don't know what else we've got to do. They've just kicked in our front door. And if we were down there, obviously we would have been able to defend it better. We're getting ready to go down. I'm sitting here looking at our property from the top of a hill. But we had a bunch of people that were trying to be with us when we went down. We're trying to make sure we have plenty of video footage. But all we're asking your listeners is, if they do kill us on this thing, please don't let us die in vain. You know, we have a field out here. Our hay field has over, you can actually park a bus in the eye of the words, "In God We Trust," that we carved out in our hay field with steel weed eaters, actually. And there's a USA flag, you know, that's over 40 feet in length and made with river rocks. And so y'all can, you know, people can do flybys or whatever. You know, we're not, you know, we're anti-corruption. We're not anti-government. We love our country. Right now, they did this today with an American flag flying in the front yard. And they have, we're not trying to cause any problems. This is not a money issue. It is not an equity issue. It is not a tax issue. It is not a, you know, government issue. It is nothing like that. It is simply J.P. Morgan Chase. These banks, they told us that they hated us, people like us. They were going to throw us out in the street. And the only reason they ever gave us was because we were Christians. And again, you know, we did nothing wrong. We have been trying. You know, we believe in the system, but the system has to have good people in it for it to work. And somehow or another, that's not happening for us right now. There is, again, there was an appeal in place. We asked for an injunction. We asked the sheriff personally, please stop. Don't do this. They called the Supreme Court a little while ago. They told us they wouldn't do anything unless we faxed a request to them, and we said, we've got police behind us, we've got police in front of us. Can you at least tell them to let us get down to our property so that we can send you something and to try to get a stay on this? And but nobody, like I said, nobody's willing to do anything. We've been told by the county prosecutor down there, Clayne Tyler, that they will not go against the banks. They won't go against big banks. It doesn't matter what we give them, what evidence, what's right, what's wrong. All the county commissioners know our story. Everybody knows that. Everybody, you know, keeps saying we want to help, but we need to know who in this country can help, because right now my property just got invaded, and with people that had no authority to do that. Even they acted out without the authority that's even in their law enforcement authority, and so. We're looking for help. We need people. Like I said, we're getting ready to drive down. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know if it's their intention to arrest us, shoot us. You know, we just don't know. But they have taken property, seized our property. We have stuff that's in there. We are actually, there's a car coming down the driveway now. We believe they have some of our family members in it, so we're about to block the road here. I hope that was a good summary for you.
Well, you know, it does sound like a dire situation here. I'm just having a real hard time trying to find what initiated this entire sequence of events here. And you're saying that J.P. Morgan Chase just decided to kick you off your land because they don't like Christians.
Yes, sir. That's the only, you know, I'm sure that there's greed, power, and all of that involved, too. But the only thing that they ever told us was because they hated us, people like us, and they were going to throw us and our family out on the street. That's all they ever told us. And it was never a money issue. And even the fact the sheriff just recently asked, what do we need to do to get this thing resolved? And they said, Nickersons are not buying the property. They cannot have it. But we shouldn't need to at this point because, again, the sale that was held with an expired writ. It referenced a voided judgment. It did not occur. It doesn't matter what they did down in the record. It's illegal. It's unlawful. It's not binding. And so there's a lot of documentation. We have more. We're happy to share with people. We don't know. We were told to sign the ranch over. They would go after everything they own. They have stalked us. There's way too much to tell you in just a couple of minutes what all we've been through. All we've tried to do is extend the long arm of friendship and to have a belief in the system, you know, that at some point we would get our day in court. There has been no day in court. There's been no due process. This is religious persecution, and it is property rights. You know, they're property rights. So, I'm so sorry. Do you have any other questions for me? We're going to move into a position here.
No questions, but John Stadmiller wants to come back on the line here. And so, John, what have you got to add?
Thanks, Mike. Donna, I just want to extend the invitation. I know things are kind of tense out there right now, but that very same number that I gave you to the network, the non-800 number, keep that with you. I go on air. Mike is on air for the next 2.5 hours. I'll be following him. And you're more than welcome to call into my program to give us an update on what's going on out there.
Okay, yes, sir. I'm assuming they're about to either arrest us or shoot us. We don't know which, but we're okay. On our way down to block it. So God bless you guys, folks. It has www.ithappenedus.com. We'll try to kind of tell the story. We're very sorry. We've never tried to cause any kind of problem or be rebellious. My goodness, I'm about to become a criminal, and I've never even had a speeding ticket. And, it's just very, very heartbreaking. But too many people gave their lives so that all of us could have property rights and religious freedom and due process. And, you know, on the religious freedom, we're Christians, but it doesn't matter to us if it believes or doesn't believe. The point is, in America, you have the right to choose that.
Are they going to allow you to your family to reunite? What's the status with your family in the house?
We have no idea yet. That's like I said, we've been up here on the top. The phone went dead, and y'all called. And so I just tried to take your call real quick because we need as many people as we can praying, and we need as many people as we can to come to Orfino, Idaho. What we wanted was just to line this road with people. But, again, he told us we had waited. We've been just trying to kind of let the we thought it was just a calm time. The sheriff lied to us. He told, well, I guess at the time, he told me the truth. He said that the eviction had been stopped, but that he would let us know if anything changed. And he did lie to us because he did not let us know until after he took possession of our property today what he was going to do.
Donna, at this point in time, the only thing I can tell you is keep us apprised, keep that cell phone charged, and keep it open as much as you can, and contact and contact the media. Stay in contact with us, and we will give this to the people blow by blow. We're hoping for a peaceful resolve. We're hoping the governor out there gets involved and de-escalates this.
We are too, sir, and just pray because, you know, all of our, a lot of our your battle stuff and everything like that obviously is inside this home right now. And because we, you know, we were working on trying to put together an appeal and stuff like that. So there's no telling what's going on inside there. So we really
Donna, I'll be standing by. Mike, I appreciate you lending the airwaves here. And any further information, I'll give you, or I'll give an update on my program. Mr. Rivero, I'm out.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for spending time with us. And you know, Donna, I just hope this resolves peacefully. And again, if there's an important update, call back in.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Your way up.
Thank you, too. Okay. All right. The phone lines are still open, 800-313-9443. And I still don't really have a clear picture of how they got to this stage. And the idea that J.P. Morgan Chase would just say, we hate you because you're Christian, we're going to kick you off your land. There's got to be a lawyer out there who's going to go into court and say, look, the eviction laws don't cover, you don't like their religion. Back to me, this is a violation of the Equal Protection Clause in the 14th Amendment. Anyway, we're going to go to the phones here. Jason in Grand Rapids, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, this is Jason. I was calling because I came across some interesting articles online about Israeli arms sales to China.
Yes.
And some of these articles are sort of old, so maybe lots of people have heard about them already, but I was amazed to see it because I had never heard about anything like this before in the news. But, like, so, for example, there's this article here in the New York Times from 1993 that says, Israel sells arms to China, U.S. says. That's a quote. That's the title. And then there's another article here in The Guardian that says, U.S. acts over Israeli arms sales to China. And then another one, that was from 2005. And then another one
yes.
here, it says, this one is in a newspaper called Haaretz. It says, Israel signs $400 million deal to sell spy drones to Russia. And that one is from 2010. And then one last one that's like the latest one is in military.com, it says, report Israel passes U.S. military technology to China. That's from 2013. And so
yes.
I guess the question that I want to ask you based on this, like, why is it in the U.S. national interest to be providing any sort of foreign aid or military assistance, military technology to Israel if they have this history of selling it to nations that are regarded as geopolitical adversaries of the United States?
Well, that's a very good question. A lot of people have asked it, and there doesn't seem to really be any kind of a good answer other than that Israel has compromised a sufficient number of our politicians where the practice continues. And you're right. That is the sticking point. It's also why the corporate media won't cover the story, is that Israel will take all these weapons that we send them. They'll reverse engineer them. Then they'll turn around and sell the technology to countries that may not really be on the best of terms with the United States government.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I was just amazed because, like, I feel like I watch a lot of the news, and, like, I've never seen this on any of the big cable news channels. They all just, you know, say a lot, oh, Israel has a right to defend itself, et cetera. They never talk about how, you know, a lot of the damage that Israel does to the national security interests of the United States.
Yes.
That's all I have to say, really, I guess.
All right. Well, you know, Israel doesn't really defend itself. They're constantly attacking, whether it's Syria or Lebanon or Gaza, and apparently they're really uncorking on Gaza right now. Anyway, getting on back to our domestic politics, Politico's claiming that there is no evidence that Ukraine colluded with the Clinton campaign and the DNC in 2016, dismissing their own earlier reporting on that issue. So Politico's apparently climbing on board the Clinton machine. Now, Tulsi Gabbard's attorneys are accusing Hillary Clinton of defamation, and they're demanding that she retract the claim that Tulsi is the favorite of the Russians and being groomed to be a spoiler in the Democratic candidate race. We'll see what happens there. But that's Hillary's excuse for everything. Oh, the Russians did it. The Russians cheated me. The Russians are the reason I'm not the president. No, Hillary, it's because we, the voters, don't like you. Apparently, Christopher Steele, following on his worldwide success with the P dossier, is now out there with a new claim that the Russians have been cultivating the Tories and Boris Johnson for 5 years. Anyway, Sarah Carter is out there saying that Michael Horowitz's report on the FISA abuse will be damning, expected to contain several criminal referrals. Okay, where is it? I don't know about you, but I am sick and tired of all these stories about it's coming. The FISA report is coming. The IG report is coming. All of this stuff, it's on its way. Don't revolt. You know, just stay calm. Stay in your homes. It's coming. Lone Ranger's coming over the hill. Batman is in his Batmobile. Superman is putting on his cape. There's nothing for you, the American people, to have to do. The country will be saved. I don't think so. Yesterday, you probably saw a story where the liberal media claimed Mindman was fired from the National Security Council. They immediately attacked Trump for that. Turns out the story was more fake news. Mindman is still on the NSC. He's expected to finish out his term, which ends July of next year. And it's just nothing but garbage out there in the corporate media. Now, former President Jimmy Carter, who's 95 years old, he's been hospitalized in Atlanta for surgery to relieve pressure on his brain after a series of recent falls. So he is 95 and he's fragile, and we wish him the best. Now, I think it was only yesterday somebody got on the phone and was asking this about the Jeff Epstein case. Did anybody actually do a DNA test on the corpse to confirm it was Jeff Epstein? And today we're getting the word from the medical examiner saying, in point of fact, no. There was no DNA test conducted to confirm that the body on the gurney was actually that of Jeff Epstein. All right, let's talk about the economic news here. And now it is the elite that are prepping for the collapse of society, grabbing all the cash they can to themselves, trying to figure out a way to prevent you from accessing your own money, so they've got it to play with. It's in their banks and brokerages. They can use it to try and save themselves at your expense. Apparently, Greece and China have signed 16 Belt and Road deals leading to the opening of this new superhighway. And, of course, the United States is not happy about that because we can't compete. We absolutely cannot compete. And Beijing is planning on significantly boosting Chinese investment in Greece, which could lay the groundwork for the new superhighway of trade between Europe and China. See, China's out there making deals while the U.S. is out there trying to make wars. And again, with the early arrival of winter, harvests have come to a halt here in the United States of America. Officials are now starting to use the word disaster, describe the widespread crop failures happening all over America. And you'd better be paying attention. Corporate media is not going to report on this. Politicians don't want you thinking bad thoughts about how this country is being run by the government. I want you realizing that all this talk about human-caused global warming was a big, fat lie that has led to an epic disaster in agriculture. Over in Ohio, over 100 dams are classified as high hazard, meaning they're at risk of collapse. And by the way, the Ohio River is just over that way. Now, the New York Times has come on out and acknowledged a tidal wave of mass immigration is what handed Virginia to the Democrats this last election. This is coming from the New York Times, saying this tidal wave of immigration has tilted the field toward the Democrats in the state of Virginia. And I predicted this was going to happen. And Trump had 3.5 years to do something about it, and he didn't. Over in Turin, Italy, is a homeless migrant, Spain, deliberately set fire to a UNESCO-listed historic royal riding stable in Turin. Just decided he was going to burn it up, and he was caught on camera deliberately setting fire to the place, just burning it to the ground. So how's that multiculturalism thing working out for you there, Europe? Now, a little bit of good news. It looks like the Supreme Court is ready to uphold Trump's bid to end DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. Trump wants to shut that down, and he should. There is a legal process by which you can come into this country and become a citizen. You can't just walk across the border and say, ooh, I'm a DACA, I'm a dreamer, let me in. And that's another area where I'm very disappointed in Donald Trump. Frankly, I don't care who runs or wins next year's election as long as it's not Hillary Clinton. Oh, and hang on, there was this GOP candidate that dropped out of the race today, Mark Sanford. So Trump doesn't have to worry about him anymore. The Supreme Court has also allowed the Sandy Hook shooting lawsuit to go forward, and you're talking about suing the Remington Arms Company over the fact that they make the AR-15, and that was used at Sandy Hook. Actually, it wasn't. It was locked in the trunk of a car. And Remington Arms have come back saying there's a 2005 federal law preventing most lawsuits against firearms manufacturers when the products are used in crimes. Now, this actually makes a lot of sense, because if this lawsuit goes forward and Remington is sued over some kid with his brain melted on prescription medication shooting up a bunch of people, then people are going to start suing car makers for drunk drivers. I mean, there'll be no stopping this. We'll just tear ourselves up with this whole thing. Apparently, over at the University of Virginia yesterday, they canceled their 21-gun salute for Veterans Day because they were concerned that it might panic the population. One of the relatives of the Utah family killed by the cartel in Mexico went on CNN and says, "Fight for your guns." Now, you're really going to love this one. You know, these alcohol-level breathalyzers, all the cop cars have them, and a lot of people have been arrested and sent to jail on the basis of the readouts from these devices. But a study has shown if they are not calibrated properly, the results may be up to 40% higher than they should be, meaning a lot of people have gotten arrested and fined for no reason whatsoever. We see a lot of the same problems with the speed radar cameras, red light cameras. They're not properly calibrated, and they generate false positives, which generates money for the police departments. Anyway. Okay, Noel Ignatieff. This is the scholar who called for abolishing whiteness. He's just passed away. He was 78 years old. And basically, this was the guy who was leading the hue and cry, saying that whiteness is not genetic, that it is, in fact, a social construct that needs to be dispensed with. Well, it looks like the world dispensed with him instead here. Still getting a follow-up on the 17-year-old girl from Manitoba, Canada, was suspended from her high school for objecting to wear a rainbow-colored LGBTQ poppy brooch Veterans Day. And she issued a statement as to why she felt she wanted to wear the traditional poppy, which is red with a black center, like the real poppies are. And she got punished for it. She got kicked out of school. And so basically the message being sent saying it is now mandatory for you to wear these LGBTQ symbols or you're going to be in big trouble. Well, I don't want to wear an LGBTQ symbol. Might lead to a misunderstanding. I mean, if the LGBTQ people want to wear an LGBTQ poppy, that's fine. That's protected by the First Amendment. But if somebody doesn't want to wear those, that is also their choice protected by the First Amendment. Okay, over at Mattel, they're trying to take Barbie, gender neutral, and they still can't make the transgender people happy. Apparently, an op-ed in Slate magazine says that Mattel has not gone far enough in deconstructing the gender binary. Making those people happy. Apparently, over at Amazon, they're now selling a gender-neutral gingerbread man for the holidays. Actually, it looks just like any other gingerbread man you've ever seen, because gingerbread men, or women, or whatever you want to call them, don't have anything to identify their gender. But Amazon's thrown a new label on this, said it's our gender-neutral gingerbread man. They charge an extra bunch of bucks for it. Apparently, there's another LGBT group is demanding 20% of all television characters be LGBT by 2025. Well, you can demand it. Hollywood will probably cave in on it. Doesn't mean people are going to watch it. What are you going to do? Have a Vogon appreciation chair, you know, installed in every single home and say you will strap yourself in and you will watch these people. Not going to happen. Yesterday we had this story out there that YouTube was going to cancel accounts that don't generate revenue, and apparently YouTube has come on out saying, well, the terms of service have been misread. And basically saying that this only applies towards Google services and not user accounts. So they're going to leave Claire's music videos in place, I guess. Over in the world of Apple, iOS 13.2.2 causes battery havoc. This was Apple's latest fix for a bug that broke multitasking. But apparently it's introduced a new problem that severely limits productivity when on the move. I think this is another classic case of you let go the well-paid legacy engineers who designed the original hardware and know what's inside, know what works, and you get some real cheap people to come on in to try and take it forward. They don't understand the internal workings, and that's why you're getting all these problems. Same thing happening over at Boeing. All right, Google is in hot water again. they're working on this top secret project with access to millions of Americans' health data, including lab tests and diagnoses the patients and doctors have not been told. I think this is definitely a violation of the HIPAA laws. In any event, apparently Google tried a voluntary opt-in version of the program. Nobody wanted to opt in. So now they're just going ahead and saying, well, we need the data. We need the data for some commercial product, so we're just going to go out and help ourselves to it, which I think is wrong. Meanwhile, Microsoft, Apple, Google, Amazon, and Facebook are all racing to be the first company to successfully replace smartphones with smart glasses. Now, I remember when Google Glass came on out, and it looked like it was a cool idea, but it didn't really catch on, and now their market is primarily commercial application. And there's music time for commercial break. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, and I'm over at the Nickerson's website, and as you probably know, RBN has this one sponsor right now that says, you know, The law is on the side of the homeowner. If the mortgage has been handled improperly, it can be vacated. But apparently, as Donna was saying, nobody wants to stand up to the bankers, because if the bankers can do it to the Nickersons, they can do it to everybody. And I think part of the problem right now, we may see a lot more of this going on here, and I don't think it has to do with the fact that they're Christian. It has to do with the fact that the banks are short of cash, and all the QE coming out of the Fed is not sufficient to keep them afloat. So now they're going to start grabbing assets and selling them to try and save their own neck, as it were. All righty. Japan's Hayabusa 2 probe has started its year-long journey back to Earth after collecting soil samples from an asteroid, hoping will allow them to shed light on the origins of the solar system. That'll be fascinating to see. And even though we just had this horrible cold snap, and it's still very cold out there, we didn't get as much snow overall as the computer said we would. And a lot of people are now starting to call attention to the fact that these computerized weather forecasting systems are nowhere near as accurate as human meteorologists used to be. And I'm in agreement. And it's basically telling us that if artificial intelligence is supposed to learn as it goes along, how do we know if what we're learning, or if what AI is learning, is accurate or correct? Computers are running so fast, we really can't tell. It's not like there's a school for AI. There's a robot up at the front of the class with an architect's ruler saying, no, you got it wrong. But I remember out in Hawaii looking at the Weather Channel, which brags that it's using IBM's AI Watson. It was very inaccurate. Now, right here in this part of Indiana, the snowfall was more or less accurate. I'm wondering if that was more luck than actual accuracy in the science. Okay. Dave is saying, if AI uses Common Core, we are all screwed. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And maybe that's the reason why we can't find human meteorologists to do the job properly is because of Common Core, because Common Core moved us away from science. Okay, apparently they've discovered a new megavolcano off the coast of the Philippines. It has the biggest caldera on Earth. So now we're going to have a caldera matching contest, I guess. And we're going to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on Amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.